Newsbreak podcast.
It sounds great on paper, but effectively no French fry imports are taking place from Germany any longer. Even without the import duty, you know, we're currently not able to make it work. So all of our French fries originate now from Holland and from Belgium.
Fred, what does this lapse then mean for consumers who have been feeling the pressure for rising food prices?
We were particularly, you know, disappointed that government introduced, you know, the interim provisional dumping duties. We are grateful that they have been suspended, but our argument all along was that, you know, largely as a result of the war in the Ukraine, which has led to a massive run-up in energy prices in Europe, increased labor costs, and also that coupled with a bad crop in Europe, meant that the price of French fries had skyrocketed without adding the extra burden of additional tariffs or duties to the equation. And even now, with the provisional duties having lapsed, and coincidentally, we still believe that government are imminently going to make these duties permanent. So while it provides interim or temporary relief, it certainly hasn't solved our problem. And in fact, imported French fries are selling at a significant premium to domestically produced French fries. But the problem is the domestic guys can't produce enough.
Fred, not the best news for the industry, but it still is that much needed reprieve that the industry was looking for. What does this then mean for local importers? Does this mean that they can now claim refunds for any duties that they had paid?
Well, essentially, one could elect to either pay the provisional duty or in the event of it having been made final, the duty prior to expiration of this provisional duty, if it was imposed, you would have to pay those duties. So essentially, it has resulted in a saving, you know, I guess, to importers. So certainly there is some cheer. It has allowed us to sell the product for less now than we would have been able to have sold it for if those duties were made final. But it has helped reduce price. And certainly it has aided profitability for importers.
This is one small victory in the ongoing fight against the rampant food price inflation. What then does government need to do in terms of helping the industry to overcome this?
Well, I feel in the short run, government needs to follow the lead of many countries globally that are faced with the same scenario. We're speaking about food inflation. On the African continent, the DRC removed duties, lowered duties in some cases on basic foodstuffs. We've seen the same response from Mexico, from South Korea, and a couple others. So I believe in the short run, you know, while there are significant supply constraints in South Africa, and here we're speaking about French fries as well as poultry for that matter, and a lot of that to do with Eskom's supply constraints from an energy perspective, I believe we should temporarily alleviate the burden by suspending tariffs on basic foodstuffs, which would allow us to import product at a price that would allow us to keep price inflation of basic foodstuffs under wraps.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.